Welcome to Cinema Vino. This is episode 11 or 11. Tonight we are going to do movie quotes. Not movie quotes. We're not doing movie quotes.
Jesus, that is a terrible this Gary is like, Oldman okay. impression.
Wait, Gary Coleman?
Oldman.
Oh, I thought it was a pretty close Gary Coleman impression.
I had a Gary Coleman impression in years.
I thought that was on point.
That's been since prom night for me.
Beans and rice, guys. I think we are warm.
Yeah, Travis, you are so far away from that microphone right now.
Yeah, I think it's loud.
Hold on.
Wow. This is going to be a lot of editing.
We are off to a rocky start.
Yeah. Gentle viewer, Taylor and go. I have already attended a weird wine tasting tonight at the liquor store that we moonlight at. And so we may have already tasted six wines. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting activated.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But we are very into this podcast right now.
Very engaged.
We are ready. Travis is not wearing a new shirt for our listeners out there.
It's because I took my shirt off.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't even want to get wine on it. It's a new shirt.
He's wearing a Fruit of the Loom, which is white-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're doing beer tonight.
We're doing beer. This is Cinema Beer No.
Wow.
Oh my God, that was so easy.
I know.
It's like it was meant to be.
I slipped into that like a fine pair of Dockers.
Cinema Tequila No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Everyone calm down.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking New Belgium's Voodoo Ranger. It's an Imperial IPA. It's like an IPA, except it's Imperial.
Mm-hmm. What's the alcohol by volume on that? What's the percentage?
I believe it is 9%.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah.
Well, we also have some wine with us, just to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
What's what wine are we pairing with our beer?
We've got one
Taylor
of mine.
Taylor and I are continuing with the wine, and Todd is going ham.
I can't hear Travis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now that's what I want to hear.
Oh, I thought it was too loud.
No, you're beautiful, man. You have a great voice.
525,600 minutes.
Like a young Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
Gary Busey. Guys, at some point, we're going to get this episode on track.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to keep the wheels from falling off the wagon here.
Yes.
We've got Salentin Malbec, which is one of my old standbys. It's one of my old groovy go-tos. And so that's what these guys are drinking. They're drinking Malbec. I'm going to drink beer because it fits into the theme of our discussion, which is if you could pick any movie to hang out with the cast and crew behind the scenes and be one of the people that, you know, goes and gets a beer or whatever, that kind of thing, what crew would you pick to run with?
Well, I think that being cast and crew, kind of, you could hang out with any of the actors, but to hang out with the crew is also pretty cool. So, you know, I really didn't have any idea until we just started this, but just off the top of my head, I'd say that Pulp Fiction would be a really cool one to like start with. It's like, okay, John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, and beyond this for me, Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
Just to talk to him and kind of hear what's in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, because that's a weird dude.
Yeah.
In a good way. But it was like, you know, but to sit down with, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, which is just probably going to be a hell of a good time.
Mm-hmm.
John Travolta might be a little on the weird side. He might be the guy that just stays quiet in the corner and is just trying to chime in during the conversation, and we just stare at him and then look back and be like, we're done with you, sir.
Yeah. He just likes to give back rubs and nobody likes to give them.
Yeah, I have a feeling that like if I were to sit down and have these drinks and we'd all be laughing about certain things, and like, Sam, dude, I'm telling you, man, you killed it in Deep Blue Sea, dude. You just killed it. It was an awesome movie. And the next thing you know, Travolta's like, did you guys see Phenomenon? It's like, I did, and you can go to hell.
Yeah.
And it was like,
have you guys seen Face Off?
Yeah.
Were you good looking?
Or Michael.
Okay,
so we're saying all these names of movies. I still love them all.
But the whole cast of Pulp Fiction. I mean, and then you got Bruce Willis. You know, you could ask him. Ving Rhames. It was like you can Roth. It was like, I mean, you can just talk to. I mean,
Uma.
Amanda Palmer.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, really, that's a great cast. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
ask Uma why her feet's so dirty.
That is true. Or why Quentin wants to suck on her toes. It's yep. like, that's another question needs to be answered. Mm-hmm.
These are all the questions yes. of our time.
yes. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it'd be really cool to sit down with, because all those guys seem down to earth, besides Travolta. And you could literally sit there and have a drink with all of them.
I think Travolta was maybe cool back in the day, but man, he just, you know.
I think Travolta, if we all sat at a table and it was like Travolta, Jackson, Tarantino, and I'm sure he would just look around. I think he would know, yeah, I shouldn't be here. like, I shouldn't be here, guys. I'm sorry. It's like, I'm going to go ahead and leave. Just like, all right, bye.
He does like his spiked hair and aviators.
I get the feeling John Travolta spent some time on a Romulan warbird.
God.
just like about 6 months with just a bunch of Romulans.
Jeez. God. I don't know what that means, but I like it.
just putting that out there. Just dudes in weird jumpsuits.
Yeah.
So, like, when we were talking about this, the first one I could think of, and it's not even that I like this movie that much, but I was like, oh, dude, I would be in, Empire Records.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hang out in the you know, music shop, hang out with Hot Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
Weird Ethan Embry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally don't know anybody else in that movie. but I'm like, all they do is sit around, like, getting drunk, waiting for this Rex Manning to come by. And mm-hmm. like, all right, we're just listening to tunes. I'm like, you know what? I could work a shift at that store. I work with those people.
Yeah.
They're fucking weird. And yeah, I'd get down on that. So that was, I mean, not so much, again, not so much a great film. I mean, it's somewhat a classic of that time period.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yeah, I drink beers with those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a favorite of my wife's.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Drink with them after the set. And I would also, like, if it were an actual like job, I would work there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the thing we learned about working retail, is you got to work with those that you love.
Yes,
it's what makes it livable.
Mm. Otherwise you get stuck with a bunch of fucking goobers. I'm sorry.
Travis's eyes turned black again.
Rolled over white.
Well, one that I'm gonna throw out there, and this is, I had to think about it a little bit because there's so many options and so many, you know, things. Hard Day's Night.
Ooh,
I would be at least.
I wouldn't mind sitting and having some brews.
God,
with
that would be cool as hell
with the boys.
Now, see, I'm gonna stop you here. I think I prefer Help over Hard Day's Night. I'm dead serious, man.
That's when they were smoking some reefer.
I mean, I get the Help was an amazing movie.
It was,
and so was Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Help was just more of that slapstick at times. It's like two lagers and limes and two lagers and limes.
Wasn't like, that? The one, like, you is good, you is kind, you is important. Emma Stone.
What the hell?
The Help.
So, okay. Travis is thinking of a totally different movie.
Octavia Butler?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
I think that's Octavia Spencer. And I think Travis has...
The resident phone has been pulled out.
I think somebody dropped an anvil on Travis's head at one point in his life, a la Looney Tunes.
But anyway, yeah, I think, you know, definitely the Fab Four. That would be really cool. Like I couldn't,
right.
I couldn't tell you who directed those films, but yeah, that whole thing was really cool.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
The director was Travis will appreciate this. The director of Superman II, Richard Lester.
For Hard Day's Night?
For both.
Oh, what? Shit.
After Richard Donner bounced from Superman.
Richard Lester. It's like Richard Donner, Richard Lester. Dick Sargent, Dick York.
Sergeant York.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's weird.
But I think that would be... Because we actually, when Joanna and I went to London last year, we went to a bar next to their manager, Brian Epstein's house, that they frequented and had a few beers. And it, you know, it was like, man, this would be... Those guys would be cool because they like to just get wasted, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying that John, after he got his driver's license, liked to drive this place and get hammered and sleep in his car. Nice. So I respect that.
Yeah.
You went to London with your wife, Joanna?
Mm-hmm.
Is she getting the help that she needs?
Okay. That's
Travis's requisite put down of my wife.
Wow.
He got it out of the way early this time.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that a lot. That would be really cool. And, you know, I liked Hard Day's Night because, I mean, I'm a huge Beatles fan as well. But mm-hmm. it was like, I just thought help was so much funnier. Like, it's one of those things where I could, it just kept going in a wave, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, Hard Day's Night, I felt like I'm like, okay, granted, there's this old man that's basically the almost, besides the Beatles, he's the next character. Yeah. This old man. I'm like,
Paul's grandfather?
Yeah, Paul's grandfather. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on.
Did that, wait, shit, no, I'm thinking of Yellow Submarine that had the animation in it.
Mm-hmm. And that was
Did still... Help have, it was, Yellow Submarine was the only one that had the weird animation and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I had something, I lost it.
Yeah. But that would be awesome to hang out. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool.
I feel really shitty now that I was like, oh, I didn't know we could choose that. You've got the fucking Beatles over here. My next pick is fucking Demolition Man.
Yeah, Travis, you have failed this podcast.
You got Sandra Bullock and Three Seashells.
Yeah.
It's like, I also got Sylvester Stallone, and I got the Otho from Beetlejuice, as well as Benjamin Bratt, and Dennis Leary.
Oh yeah, that's great.
I mean, hey, I'd drink to those people.
me and Ringo and Paul will be taking like tequila shots over here. Yeah,
that's a good lord.
You and Otho can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I think that also too, like Todd made a comment, like when he first brought up the subject, he was like, you know, who would you want to do it? Like, it took me a while, like, man, who would I want to have drinks with and hang out with? And Todd off the, you know, I was like, well, what do you mean? And he made an off the cuff comment like, you know, it'd be like, you know, could you hang out with like the cast of Ocean's 11? And I was like, oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And it was like, for some, I just figure I would be shining George Clooney's shoes yes. an hour into it.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, as nice as the guy appears, it was just like, hey, let's get some drinks. Cool, man. And my shoes kind of scuffed up. I'm like, fair enough. It was just like, you know, like, that would be me in 20 minutes with that group of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it would be. They'd take one look at me and say, who is this chubby son of a bitch?
Yeah. It's like,
get out of here.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so you won the contest. You get to hang out with us for 23 minutes. It was like,
who's this guy eating all the Oreos? Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Can we get him out of here?
Yeah. It's like, take your Oreos, your milk, and get out of here, buddy.
Question is, are they double stuffed?
With that cast, you better hope they'd be.
Yeah, goddamn right.
I do have... aside from Demolition Man, which I would totally fucking do. Simon Phoenix, John Spartan. Yes. Good Will Hunting.
Mm.
I really think...
Oh, good call.
And I've thought this for some time now, and we've had fake conversations. I think Ben Affleck and I would be best friends. Like, notwithstanding him being like a shitty Batman, mm-hmm. and I would have to call him on it, mm-hmm. and Daredevil. But I really feel like he needs a good fat sidekick in his life that is not Kevin Smith and going to talk about all his fucking business every time he gets a fucking interview. So, he needs a good comic foil, not Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith, I fucking love you.
Well, he's not fat anymore.
No.
So,
yeah,
there you go.
That's why also he can't be friends with Ben Affleck anymore. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's because he's not fat.
Well, yeah. I mean, so what...
But also, Robin Williams, mm-hmm. creepy.
Yeah.
And honestly, what I think is one of his best roles, because I love comedians, but I even love comedians even more, like, when they're doing, like, a serious role.
In a good way.
Because I feel like they have that tethered, whatever, human emotion. They know how to tell a joke or how to land something. But they can also, in reverse, like, actually act. Mm-hmm. And then they know those beats, too, yeah. where mm-hmm. to, like, tug the heartstrings.
Yeah.
As well as the funny box. But, funny box. Yeah, I think it's one of his... Gigglebox turned over?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of Robin Williams' best movies, Matt Damon, I would bang the fuck out of. And then, who else is in that?
Casey Affleck.
And Minnie Driver, who I had a weird crush on her when I was younger.
I still have a...
Guys, let's skip the Casey Affleck for this.
She was in GoldenEye. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. She's Gross Point Blank, which is one of my all-time...
Also, I 100% want to hang out with that dude that talks about the southern colonies at the bar. Like,
I want to know what
I found it rather elementary.
I want to know... Yes.
Ponytail?
But what is he doing? Well, he was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. They brought him back in for
applesauce,
that.
Applesauce, bitch. He likes some apples.
But what Ben Affleck do you want to hang out with? Like, which, I mean, What movie Ben Affleck do you want to hang out with?
Geely.
No, I want to...
Chasing Amy?
No, I want to go back in time and fix him before he goes wrong. So I need to get him in Good Will Hunting. This is me, like, hopping in a time machine, coming back, and I'm like, Ben, bro, you done fucked up, man. Let's get this thing fixed, huh? Let's get this bread, fam.
When did it spiral out of control? So, I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but... Is Ben Affleck similar to, like, Adam Sandler? I mean, was there a point when Ben Affleck just said, like, hey, I'm going to take some shitty movies and just spiral out of control?
Paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
It's the Michael Caine quote.
God, I forgot about that.
It's like the Michael Caine quote where he said, I never saw Jaws 4, but I saw the lake house at Botany.
Yes. Well, that's also our homeboy, Kevin Smith, that cannot shut his fucking mouth about Ben Affleck, was in an interview. And they were asking him about Ben Affleck, and they were like, oh, the Paycheck movie? Well, that title is very fucking apt, is all I'm going to say. I talked to Ben about it. I'm like, dude, why are you talking to this guy and, like, telling him everybody else his fucking secrets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Gentleman never tells.
Yes. I also love Kevin Smith. I'll hang out with Kevin Smith, but I ain't going to tell him shit because he's going to turn around. Mm-hmm. He's going to blab so he can get on The Color of Esquire.
I don't know if he's been on the cover of Esquire.
I don't think he has.
Yeah.
Unless it was from Mall
Rats. Vanity Fair? I don't know. Periodicals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that a periodical? What is a periodical?
Comes out periodically, okay. Like once a month.
So is that like, are we talking like Glamour? Are we talking like the New England Journal of Medicine?
Yes. Interesting to note, though, you cannot tax periodicals like comic books.
So anyway, do we have any more like...
oh my gosh.
What would be your next?
I kind of blacked out. Well, now all I can think about is Ben Affleck.
Christ. So, and Travis brought up a good one earlier of Glengarry Glen Ross, which cast wise, you can't beat. It's like Alec Baldwin, Kevin Spacey, Al Pacino.
Shit.
Alan Arkin, Jonathan Pryce, Jack Lemmon, Ed Harris. I mean, it's like the best cast of actors in a movie ever. And so it's like, man, I would love... The only thing is, like, there's no women. You'd like to round it out with, like, bunch of...
I thought there was one or two women in some of the later scenes. Maybe. Back half at a restaurant or something.
Well, they ain't in it long enough to get invited to the pub.
Did you already see it?
You mentioned it.
I would drink with that movie, too. Go.
Another one that I'd be interested in. I'll be honest, I don't really know the director. I'm pretty sure I do, and I know he's done a bunch of other stuff, but actor-wise... And really, I just want to ask the actors why they did this film. And I love the film to death, but The Rock? So I could talk to Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery.
Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron,
Aaron Sorkin wrote some of the dialogue.
To be fair, that was not in there, but Ed Harris.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's in there, right?
Stand down, Captain.
Yeah. It's like, and so, is it Jerry Bruckheimer? Was he the... Okay. Mm-hmm. So, really... You just get all of them together, and like I could ask each individual. Like, there's no way any of those people are going to hang out at one table and have a drink. There's just no way. Sean Connery is like, get these fucking people out of here. But I want to ask this Nicolas Cage so many questions. Same with Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. Same with Ed Harris. And it was like,
did they name Nicolas Cage's character knowing that Sean Connery was also in the movie? Stanley Goodspeed.
Goodspeed.
That had to have been a deliberate choice.
Oh, yes. What's the line in it about, like, prom queen? I can't remember how it goes.
Losers whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Carla was the prom queen.
All right. I'll be honest, gentle viewers, listeners. I knew the line. I just wanted Todd to do it.
Yeah.
He was baiting me. Well, and it's like how I was thinking, like, Hard Day's Night would be good solely because I could work on my Liverpool accent or help.
Oh, yeah. You know,
White Cliffs of Dover.
Yeah. White Cliffs of Dover over there.
So, piggybacking off of your The Rock.
Raw dogging?
We were... what's that? We were talking before the podcast about how Green Book won at the Emmys this last week.
The Oscars.
For
the Emmys? Yeah, you said Emmys.
The Emmys. Yeah.
Well, Six Wines earlier.
Yeah, Travis.
And about how it was reverse Miss Daisy, but with Viggo Mortensen. And Taylor, you referred to Viggo Mortensen as what?
Well, Viggo is one of my favorite actors. But I mean,
he's Viggo.
It's like, oh, it's
like the buzzing of flies to him.
It's basically, I just know him for his greatest role of all time with History of Poon, which was History of Violence.
Oh.
And which was a great film, which should have won a lot more awards, by the way.
Which but, Ed Harris was also in.
Yes.
There we go. We're like, back.
And wow, maybe I'm just infatuated with Ed Harris. Mm-hmm. Travis is infatuated with Ben Affleck, and I'm just infatuated with Ed Harris. Oh, anyway.
I'm also infatuated with Ed Harris. Abyss? Just get out of my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Joanna also has a crush on Ed Harris. That's no lie.
So wait, so who won Best Supporting Actor?
From Green Book?
Yeah.
Mahershala Ali.
Okay, that I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, also Taylor just got HBO not too long ago, catching up on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
My sweet summer child, you know nothing.
I am so young.
But you also need to watch Westworld. That's some crazy shit there, too. Also, Ed Harris.
Wait, is it still going on?
Yeah, they're only on season two. There's just so
much to do.
Mm. We're going to take a brief break because I need another beer, and then we're going to come back and do another special episode of Cinema Vino. So hold on to your panties.
Hashtag three seashells.
Back to Cinema Vino after that interesting break. One idea that I had for visiting a cast, one thing I would like to do, and this is imagining that I have a DeLorean that can go 88 miles an hour. Mm. I would visit the set of King Ralph with Peter O'Toole and John Goodman. I would pull Peter O'Toole aside and, you know, maybe hang out with him. Obviously, this is a dude that's been nominated for I don't know how many, 8 Oscars, and he definitely likes to have some booze. He and I would sit and enjoy a few beverages and talk about life. And then I would board my DeLorean with the script to that movie and go back to Lawrence of Arabia, 1962.
Say hello.
And it's like, hello, 30-something-year-old Peter O'Toole. Let me show you your future. I'm going to be the ghost of Christmas future. It's like, I understand you're in Lawrence of Arabia. You're going to be in Beckett. You're going to be in Lion and Winter. And in a few decades, you're going to be in a movie called King Ralph
about John Goodman. Well, he also
did Supergirl. And Supergirl. And I'm sure that bought him a lake house. But it's like, I just want, and I'm not telling you not to do it, Peter. I'm not telling you to avoid it. But there's going to be a guy from Roseanne, and he is going to ascend to the British throne. And you're going to be the man that helps him do it. And
yes.
All right. So if I have a dueling DeLorean, I am going to go back in time and stop you from doing that.
Ooh.
Because I would like to ask Peter O'Toole to go ahead and get the rights for distribution, and then we will have a King Ralph Blu-ray that is Region 1. We don't have that in 2019. Guys, 2019, America, the, quote, free, home of the brave, my fucking ass, they do not want you to see Ralph on Blu-ray.
Wait. So you can buy it
2019
on regular DVD, but you can't buy it on Blu-ray?
Yeah, you can get it. If you want to be a pedestrian, if you want to be fucking poor, you can buy it on DVD. I'm wanting to watch at the top of my game. I'll take Blu-ray, but I want 4K.
I would like to see the Blu-ray rendition of King Ralph, to be 100% honest with you.
You need to see it.
I would like in a full, what it is supposed to be.
Yeah, yes. In full Panavision.
Yeah. Ooh. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm heated.
Yeah, Travis. Yeah,
he that was Travis's Oscar clip right there.
Yeah, he was his very upset.
Best supporting actor.
God, you know, if you were talking about just DeLorean time travel, like there are, I mean, a lot of movies. Again, going back to actors we talk about all the time, but I mean, you could really go back to like John Travolta, Saturday Night Live, you know, at his peak. And it was like, here's the deal, man. I'm traveling back in time to tell you about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's this baby. It's going to be voiced by Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
and Jesus. You're going to be the guy in it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go on for about three movies. Look yeah. who's talking, one, two, and now. So
I was unaware that there was a third.
Danny DeVito's best role.
Did Roseanne do, is that in two?
She mm-hmm. was the baby. She
in
was,
the second mm-hmm. one?
Yes. Yeah.
So there was a third. God, I feel like I've been robbed of my childhood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will be on Amazon tonight looking for the triple pack of Look Who's Talking.
Blu-ray?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? 2019, I'm sure we cannot get that.
Yes, yeah. Well.
We can't do it.
We've come far, but we haven't come that far.
No. We put a man on the moon in 1969. Some places, you still can't get an Egg McMuffin past 11.
No.
But... Yeah, I will say.
Or King Ralph.
It does. The DeLorean, yeah. That does. Mm-hmm. I think John Travolta needed that early on.
Yeah, so it's like you're going to spend a couple of years in outer space, and you're going to come back really weird.
Ooh, all right, guys. I just got one. Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I would go hang out with all those guys. Oh, yeah. Anchorman 1, not Anchorman 2.
I never saw 2.
I never saw
Refused.
2.
Refused. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I bought it when it came out. I was like, I'm going to watch this. But I read about it, and I was like, I'll let that sit and gather dust on a shelf, maybe, and watch it when I have, like, that's going to be my Desmond from Lost, the last book I ever read.
This is my constant.
The last movie I ever watched is going to be Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
So I really can't die.
What a poor constant.
Yeah, terrible.
You could pick Citizen Kane.
Well, yeah. What was Desmond's book from Lost?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
See you in another life, brother.
Yeah, I don't know what his book was. I don't remember.
I think it was Dickens, wasn't it?
He started reading it before he
turned. Oh, yeah. He said he'd read every book Mr. Dickens had ever written. Yeah,
except for this one. It was like Martin Chuzzlewit or something. It was one of the Dickens books.
I don't know. That's a whole other podcast.
Wasn't that a Captain Underpants? Mm-hmm. Charles Dickens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
Anyway.
Guys, this wine's good.
Yeah, this is tasty. Yeah. But, So there were some definitely actors. I would, you know, Travis would clearly go back and help out Ben Affleck. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, but at the same time, God bless those actors that do those movies, because if it wasn't for those movies, we wouldn't be talking about them.
Exactly.
And again, I love the whole thought process of all these quote unquote bad movies, because as much as like. Movie reviewers, us as these like movie goers, watchers, Todd being a reviewer, it was like, you know, we just like movies, but at the same time, it's like, I think there's a hidden, we love bad movies.
Oh, yeah.
We love bad movies because we want to make fun of them. And the best part about it is, it's like, there was a start and stop to that. Is that there was a group of people like us that sat around and was like, okay, let's see. So there's these two guys, one's good, one's bad, and they take their face off somewhere through, and then they're like, fuck yes, we are doing that. Where's the director? Where's the writer? I mean, everything's been green lighted.
Yes.
And unfortunately nowadays, when you look into it, everything can be, you know, you can take the easy way out. You can do streaming. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, okay, this is a Netflix only film. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back in the day, that was kind of like, we're doing big budget. Yeah, it might go straight to VHS release, but it was like, we're going to film this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had to get a bunch of green lights, and now everybody can make a film.
I mean, I love how films are also like time capsules of another
absolutely.
Time. We were talking last time about Death Proof, about like the texting in it, and then you had seen some movie about like texting that, you know, shows like, oh, how quaint, or why isn't somebody calling? There's a cell phone.
From Justin McKelly.
Face Off, right over here. Clearly before the time of manscaping. God, John Travolta and his chest hair.
I kind of knew where you were going.
God, heaven and balls. Like, you think somebody would have said, like, all right, let's take his shirt off. Let's be like, all right, sweet, we've got to double everything and this face off. Nobody said, like, God damn, John. Damn, like, can we get a two guard in here?
Like, so I feel like we have a theme with these podcasts, and it tends to be movies that have touched us in our hearts that we just cannot stop talking about.
No.
And it's like, as much as we hate some of these films, it's like, God bless, they're just part of us.
Damn it. And so I also, gentle listener, viewer, I don't know which one I like better. Mm-hmm. I make to you this vow. Before May 1st, the people here will watch Big Top Pee Wee together. And we will have an episode or a mini-sode.
A commentary.
Yeah, that goes along. We will all take notes.
It will be like the Wizard of Oz and the Dark Side of the Moon. Mm-hmm. Sync it up and get high.
Yeah, and you know, just watch it before that and then just listen to our commentary afterwards.
I have heard that if you sync up Big Top Pee Wee and Gordy at the same time, it was like it's actually seamless.
I thought it was Big Top Pee Wee and like Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
If you sync up Big Top Pee Wee and Fish's album Hoist, they match up perfectly.
To play us out?
Yeah. God. This has been yet another debacle of Cinemavino.
And we're sorry.
Travis has had way too much fiber today.
I'm going to eat Sonic.
We're going to go around the horn, and I'm going to say that, you know, make love to each other.
Was it Travis? My turn? Oh, I don't know. We're in a triangle, so it's, I don't know where. No,
that's what I was going to say. Oh, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's like. Wash, rinse, repeat.